From LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
From Louisville Public Media.
Welcome to the Next Louisville. This year, WFPL is highlighting youth voices, telling the stories of kids, teenagers, and young adults in our community. In this edition, climate change. WFPL's Ryan Van Velzer follows a 17-year-old high school student and a 24-year-old community organizer as they try to confront Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell over his stance on the Green New Deal, a science-based proposal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in order to avoid the worst impacts of climate change.
So my name is Destiny Grigsby. I am 17 years old currently, and I'm a senior at DuPont Manual High School. So originally, in this past December, about 75 young people, mostly high schoolers from Kentucky, went to D.C. to tell Yarmouth, to tell McConnell, and tell Nancy Pelosi and everybody else to support the Green New Deal on behalf of Kentucky. And it was just astounding. We went to Yarmouth's office, and like the hallways were like swelling with the amount of Kentuckians there. And then, very recently, McConnell announced that he would be rushing the vote of the Green New Deal. Sunrise Movement has a lot of momentum. We have a lot of co-sponsors for the Green New Deal. So anything to crush our momentum, he will do. So it became at that point that it was obvious Kentuckians were supporting the Green New Deal. And it was obvious that Mitch McConnell was only siding with the money he gets from fossil fuel CEOs. And that's where Sunrise kind of, we came up with a messaging of, Mitch, look us in the eyes.
Hi, my name is Erin Bridges, and I'm coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. We are actually standing in the federal building, the federal office building, about to go into Mitch McConnell's office.
At that point, they were very stern about, if you keep recording, you're gonna get in a lot of trouble, you're gonna be kicked out, we're getting marshals on you right now. And so we were starting to kind of like be like, okay, we'll stop the filming. And then we asked, can we go in the office? Because there was only one person with a camera in their hand. And everybody else was like, can we go in? And the security guard that confronted us first went into the office to ask if we could go in and then physically held the door shut.
There are a lot of people watching and really want to hear from McConnell. Y'all have literally blocked the door so that we can't go in.
That's right.
Fine with us. U.S. Marshals are on the way.
They're checking with their supervisor if you all have an appointment or anything if they're available. But I can tell you right now, the senator's not in the building. He's rarely here. You need to go to Washington if you want to talk
okay.
to him.
Okay. Did you hear that? We have to go to Washington to be able to talk to him.
So at that point, we left. We left the building. And we told them very clearly that we will stay here until Mitch McConnell looks us in the eyes. So we were also just showing our state legislators that young Kentuckians support the Green New Deal. So yeah, we went down to Frankfort in large numbers on Wednesday. We were lobbying. We rallied there. And then still, we actually kept up the encampment at his Louisville office. So camping out was an amazing experience. We really wanted to show Mitch McConnell that we were very serious about this. We are high schoolers that were camping out. It was a school night. You know, we were out there in the cold doing our homework on the sidewalk. We woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning so that we could clean up, get all our tents together and then get to school on time. And there was a national strike for climate justice on that Friday that people that are around the country, around the state had been planning. And the one at my school had been shut down. We were told that if we walked, we'd get suspended. So a lot of people didn't walk. I and one other person did walk. And it was very scary because we were threatened with the suspensions. My entire last period of class, I had one of the office assistants standing by the door. Yeah, so we walked out at 2 o'clock. We waited until 2:20 when school let out, and then we joined with all the other people that weren't able to walk because of the repercussions. And then we walked over to U of L because they actually had a strike happen at the same time at 2 o'clock.
Walked out of classes and got suspension.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Mitch McConnell!
lot of people were super pissed off, super upset that we were getting suspensions over this. So it was a bunch of hype for the high schoolers that came over, probably about a group of about 20 of us, walked over to U of L, joined their rally, and it was really great. We got to work with like the college students to stand up for climate change, and it was a really nice, really empowering rally that we had there. A very common thing that we get as young people is that we're told that we're not like wise, which is always super frustrating to me. That's like the biggest insult I get as a young person, because we are wise. I've lived for 17 years in this generation of thinking about all communities, of thinking broader than just what has already been done. I have the wisdom of thinking of the urgency of my future. Just because I'm younger doesn't mean that I don't care enough to do countless hours of research, to spend countless hours of being in meetings talking about how are we going to save the world. So after following, like trying to get to Mitch McConnell for the week, we kind of knew he wasn't going to show up. And if he's not going to come home, we'll go to D.C. and we will occupy his office there. So we took a group of about 11 Kentuckians to D.C. They had asked me if I would MC the event, if I would kind of be one of the main spokespeople of it and be one of the main people helping to organize it. And I jumped on that opportunity. We occupied his office. We told our stories there and demanded once again that we need a Green New Deal. Kentuckians are hurting right now. Far too many Kentuckians are going without clean water. Far too many Kentuckians are suffering from black lung disease. Far too many of Kentuckians are being pushed out of our state because we have no economic future or stability in there.
My name is Lily Gardner. I'm 15 years old. I grew up in Magoffin County, Kentucky, a hamlet in eastern Kentucky, deep in coal country, and now I am here representing my community.
My name is Lakin Dillingham. I'm from eastern Kentucky. I grew up my entire life in Barberville.
Hello, my name is Scotty Monteith, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I was raised as a conservative, and I was raised that if you see a problem, you have to fight it. You can't just keep ignoring it. So I'm no longer sitting, and I'm asking Mitch McConnell to no longer sit.
So I'm Jenny. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, one of the highest segregated cities in the United States. I come from a black and brown neighborhood full of immigrants. I am used to being ignored by politicians like him that claim that they represent Kentucky, yet have never spoken to us.
That we are only high schoolers, but we support the Green New Deal. We know that Kentucky needs a Green New Deal. Mm. But right now, we've been told that if we don't get minors out of here, that they're going to start arresting all of us. Mm. We came all the way to D.C. so he would finally look us in the eyes. He didn't come home for recess. He continued to ignore us then. And now he's pushing us out now. Thank you guys for standing with us, Kentuckians, and for showing that we have national support and standing with us and taking this risk with us.
Which side are you on now? Which side are you on?
We had about 250 people there in total, people from across the country supporting Kentuckians there, and about 42 people got arrested for occupying his office, and it was clear he was standing with the money because he wasn't coming to see us, he wasn't signing on to the Green New Deal, he was still rushing the vote, and at first we thought that that was our victory, but then we found out he's not rushing the vote. McConnell's actually going to delay the vote, and we all just kind of like sat there for a minute in silence and like complete disbelief that we had gotten through to McConnell.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declined to meet with the young Kentuckians, but a spokesman for the senator says he has made his views on climate change and the Green New Deal well known. The Next Louisville is a partnership between 89.3 WFPL and the Community Foundation of Louisville. You can read more stories at nextlouisville.wfpl.org.